This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A federal judge says the Trump administration cannot force Denver and Colorado to participate in federal mass deportation efforts, Denverites Kyle Harris reports.
Last year, the Trump administration sued Denver and Colorado. The target? So-called sanctuary laws that limit how local government participates in federal immigration enforcement. The federal government argues those policies are illegal. It believes the administration should be able to force cities and states to devote resources to immigration enforcement. But the judge ruled against the Trump administration, overriding local laws that don't explicitly contradict federal law would violate the Constitution. I'm Kyle Harris, Denver.
The Colorado Court of Appeals is expected to publish its decision on former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters this morning. Peters challenges she was unfairly convicted and sentenced in 2024. The former Mesa County Clerk was sentenced to more than 8 years in state prison for her role in permitting unauthorized access to county voting equipment as part of a scheme to prove fraud in the 2020 presidential election. State audits of Colorado's paper ballots have confirmed the accuracy of Colorado's elections. And construction of future data centers in Denver could be paused for up to a year as the Denver City Council debates new requirements for the energy and water-intensive projects. Denverite's Paolo Shalceda reports.
Under the proposed moratorium, new data center development in Denver would be paused while a working group convenes to discuss how city laws can be updated to better regulate the industry. Data centers have been in Denver for decades, but the emergence of generative AI has caused a boom in data center development, typically sporting a larger footprint with higher energy and water needs. I'm Paolo Shalceda, Denverite.
You're listening to CPR News. The war in Iran drags on, and President Trump addressed the nation last night with a new outline of his objectives. Next.